We can only give what we have. Sitting here, it's about 9 o'clock on a Tuesday. sitting here with Buddy Brian. Brian's doing a little stretching. I heard this quote last night about we can only give what we have. And I think, you know, if you think about that, what does that mean to you? We can only give what we have. You know, if you have love in your life, you can give love. You know, sometimes maybe you are struggle with, you know, you've got frustrations or stress or whatever is consumes you, you know, is what you can give. And it's kind of that idea of kind of have to sometimes, I mean, this is what I was telling Brian today, is I was going through some serious frustration and stress. And, you know, there's peaks and valleys in life. You know, you're on a high one day, and then another day it's like, man, what did I do today? And it's like you want to continuously progress and move forward. And today was just, man, I was like, ugh. So, you know, I went back to one of the best things ever that's ever kind of been in my life, and that's been basketball. Broke my foot about a year ago playing ball, and that was a mess. But I haven't played as much since, but just been busy with life and career and stuff like that. But, you know, find your basketball. You know, a lot of people it's not basketball, and a lot of people it's not sports. You know, some people have different types of outlets that help them get through those tough times. But, you know, find whatever it is for you so that you can kind of fill your bucket and fill your mind and thoughts to be positive and to bring yourself back to the best you, because you can only give what you have. And, you know, those times when the thoughts get consumed of negativity or doubt or frustration, you know, you kind of have to just do something. Maybe it's talking with a friend. Maybe it's writing, journaling. Maybe it's drawing. Maybe it's meditation or yoga. You know, everybody has different things. For me, it's basketball. And I was just telling Brian here about how, you know, man, it was just so nice when I was playing basketball. I wasn't thinking about anything. I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't stressed. It was just a basketball and the teammates on the team. And there was a common goal. There was chemistry without even saying stuff. And it was just magical. I mean, anybody that's ever played basketball or played sports or, you know, whatever. Maybe it's drama, acting, maybe it's agriculture, whatever it is for you. It's that sense of, man, it just feels good. Feels good to not stress or worry, because you're just, your thoughts are around, you know, the activity. So, last note, I'll let us go here. It's getting past my bedtime. You can only give what you have, and really kind of think about that. What do you have in your life? Do you have a family that loves you? Do you have friends that love you? What are you grateful for? Grateful for good health, grateful for time, grateful for a great career. What's in your life that's good? And if you can consume the good that's in your life and your thoughts, then that's what you can then give to the world in terms of what you have is what you can give. You can only give what you have. Hopefully this speaks to you in one way or another. And, you know, I'd love to hear how you took this. And, you know, this is a new thing that I'm starting with podcast and, you know, just life and experience and love, and trying to promote a good message in terms of wanting to help people. So just want to know what worked for you, and we'll love to hear feedback. So you can comment on my podcast here or send me an email at freddysilvera@gmail.com. Look forward to talking to you soon, and take real good care. Blessings for health and happiness to you. Peace.